Communist China imposes indefinite coronavirus lockdown on Disney Shanghai. By David Ng on November 15, 2022. The Chinese Communist Party has yet to reopen the Disney Shanghai resort since shutting it down on October 31 after just one visitor tested positive, and has not made any indication it will soon allow operations to resume. Disney Shanghai Resort closed its doors abruptly on October 31 and has yet to announce the reopening date. All visitors were forced to remain in the park until they tested negative for the coronavirus. In order to follow the requirement of pandemic prevention and control, Shanghai Disney Resort is temporarily closed, the company explained in an official statement on its website on Monday, including Shanghai Disneyland, Disney Town, Wishing Star Park, Shanghai Disneyland Hotel, and Toy Story Hotel. We will notify guests as soon as we have a confirmed date to resume operations. Disney did not offer any more clarity beyond that statement. The resort was closed after a visitor tested positive for the virus, prompting a massive contact tracing exercise that resulted in numerous stay-at-home orders as well as mandatory testing notices, Reuters reported. Disney Shanghai has been forced to close a number of times in recent months as Beijing pursues a policy of brutal lockdowns, often leaving victims without food or critical medicine, that it refers to as dynamic zero COVID. The shutdowns come as the Walt Disney Company is facing layoffs and hiring freezes as the company's financial results fell significantly below expectations for the most recent quarter, prompting a massive sell-off of Disney shares. Disney's financial woes come after the company embraced woke LGBTQ identity politics, embracing transgenderism by putting trans characters in its entertainment for children, and picking a political fight with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., over the state's parental rights and education law. Follow David Ng on Twitter at Hey, it's David Ng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.